Every month on this program, we ask you what you're listening to. Music that you've hunted down, music that haunts you, music that you can't stop thinking about. Maybe even that Prince song that you never realized Warren Zevon recorded until recently. We've talked to a construction worker, a junior high school student, a painter, and others, and today we're going to hear from Shannon Bentz, who is a biology lab coordinator in Tempe, Arizona, and joins us now from the studios at member station KJZZ. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Now tell us about your first selection. What are you listening to?
The first selection is a track off of Maynard Ferguson's Live from San Francisco. And it's the second track on the album, and it's called Coconut Champagne. Well, for those who've never heard of Maynard Ferguson, he's a jazz trumpeter, and he has what I would say is the biggest of big band sounds. His music is very, it's flamboyant, man. It's absolutely pure in form. It sort of is what it is, and it makes no apologies whatsoever about, yeah, we're a little over the top.
Well, let's go a little bit over the top with Maynard Ferguson.
And this is actually more showcasing his baritone saxophonist and composer-arranger, Dennis de Blasio, who is the man. In high school and for part of college, I played baritone saxophone. And I very nearly worshipped any reference, any musical reference to my instrument. And this is just a shining example of it. My brother's a trumpet player, and that's kind of how I got into Maynard Ferguson in the first place, is because any trumpet player, any, you know, high school trumpet player, probably has heard of Maynard Ferguson and wants to play like Maynard.
Yeah. When were you in high school?
I was in high school 84 to 88.
Well, you know, I love hearing you say this because I grew up in Indiana, in Carmel, Indiana, went to high school there in the mid-80s, and played trumpet in a high school band, and we listened to Maynard Ferguson, and he actually came to the high school and played a concert at one time.
Oh, good times.
And the thing that stands out in my mind was that the guy who introduced him didn't say Maynard Ferguson. He said, ladies and gentlemen, Maynard Ferguson.
Yeah, I could be saying it wrong. It wouldn't surprise me.
But, you know, you make a good point about him. He's flamboyant. He's over the top. He's a little bit extreme. But when you're a young person, when you're a young musician, that's the thing that appeals to you because it's not subtle. You don't have to be that sophisticated, and you get it, and you're excited by it. It's exciting to hear.
Yeah, sure.
So your tastes have grown and expanded over time. What else are you listening to?
Well, the second track, I believe, it's actually from a website. It's not from a CD at all. The website is called acidplanet.com. And, gosh, there's 100 different tracks I could have chosen for 100 different reasons. But the one I chose, it's just simply called Untitled Version 1.
I just want to make this clear. This is not music that's being downloaded that someone released somewhere and then put up on the web. It's just on the web. It's only available on the web.
That's right. Yeah, as far as I know, it's only available on the web. It's file sharing in its purest form. That is, people saying, here's my music. Please listen to it.
Okay, we'll listen to Del Piero, Untitled 1.
This music has what I kind of call a transport quality. When I listen to it, I can find myself imagining, I don't know, like flying along some vegetated canyon in some alien space, you know. I also like to refer to this kind of music, this track in particular, but this kind of music generally, it's kind of like an auditory area rug, you know. It's there, you know.
It's like wallpaper.
Yeah, it's a nice, minimally present thing.
I have to say that when I'm listening to that, I feel like I'm transported someplace, but the place that I feel like I'm being transported to has one of those flashing disco balls on the ceiling. It's just, I don't know, that kind of dance, kind of flashy kind of music. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Well, what's your final choice?
Oh, the final choice. This is a great one. It's from the very best of Arthur Lyman. It's a track called Quiet Village.
Who's Arthur Lyman?
Arthur Lyman, he was a bandmate of Martin Denny's back in the 50s. Do I have to tell you who that is?
I'm afraid you do.
Oh, okay. Well, Martin Denny is responsible for introducing us to the Hawaiian tiki kind of music. It was popular in the 50s, which was, of course, before my time a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it regained popularity in the mid to late 90s. sort of an easy listening revolution or a renaissance, you might say. And
so Arthur Lyman is an acolyte of that kind of music.
That's right. Yeah, you could say that.
We're slinking carefully through the jungle with
Absolutely.
Our piano.
Yeah. And this also, of course, it has that same kind of transport quality.
Yeah.
I think this more so and more homogeneously than the Del Piero track, because you know, we both arrived at the same destination, you and I. We were both someplace very tropical, very green and lush, and probably very humid as well.
All the music you've brought us is instrumental music.
That's right. Well, in a sense, I guess you could say that the Arthur Lyman track is not, because you got the guys in the background making the, you know, with the wild bird calls and the frog chirps, but there's no lyric per se. As a saxophone player, as an instrumentalist myself, that's the music that I really like the best.
Why?
It's the music I can feel most most involved in. You know, singing, I don't sing. I can't sing. I don't like to sing. But I can hear myself playing along with these tracks.
Well, Shannon Bentz, thanks very much for sharing your music with us. Really appreciate it.
Steve, it has been my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
And if you'd like to get more information on what Shannon Bentz is listening to, you can visit our website at npr.org. And if you want to tell us what music is on your mind, just email us at the following address, watc@npr.org. And please put the words listening to in the subject line.